Fantasy Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, Alec Medford, the famous Mike Bassick is in Italy, so he will not be on the show this week.
Ciao.
Right now, we're pretty much on a one-week on, one-week-off situation with Mike. So he is in Italy. He will be out for the next week or so.
Who's going to be out next week?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we'll all be here for at least three of those days. So my question is, because Sean didn't say this, but he did seem like a little bit surprised when I was like, I'm super impressed by this victory. And I think there can be two different versions of this. I can be super impressed by the victory and also not ready to be launching the Cowboys back into contendership. I hope that is acceptable for now. But I don't care what it looked like, because in the first half, I thought this game would single-handedly cut into the popularity of football in the world, let alone in America, because it was so terrible. But the Cowboys got the win. Dak made the heads-up scoop on that fumble, then made the pass. Tolbert got the catch. It was all amazing. I'm excited about the victory.
Yeah. Do you know how many 3-2 teams there are in the NFL right now?
Are there a lot?
10.
That feels like a lot.
And that means there's, what, 3 other teams that have better records? Or 4, maybe. I think it's 3. The Washingtons, the Chiefs, and I do believe the Vikings and the Texans. So that's 4. So that's 14. Now, Kevin, what have I said about the Cowboys? They are middle of the pack.
Yes. Everything
you look at, they're a middle of the pack team. And based on this, they're at the bottom of the middle of the pack. They're right there in the middle of the pack where they belong at 3-2 right now. If you can't look at the game and say they won a tough, nasty football game last night where it was a physical game. What's the thing we've said about this team so far? They can't win physical games, right? We've said that over and over. Once you hit them in the mouth, they can't compete. Well, they did last night. You can't look at that, but also say that they still have work to do, then you're not living in reality. You have to admit that they did good, but also admit they still have work to do. Those are the two things that are real in what's going on with the Cowboys.
Look, I am not anti Chris Collinsworth. I know that plenty of people are. There was a couple times yesterday I was like, shut up. Just shut up. He had to tell me 58 times this was the kind of game that Pittsburgh wants. And Pittsburgh always wins. And I was like, yeah, I know. But I think it bothered me so much because he's not wrong. Like, I'll take it from the other side. Doesn't this feel like the kind of game that the Cowboys usually lose?
Always.
It's ugly. It's physical. And
there was a rain delay.
Yes. And it feels like we shot ourselves in the foot multiple times, penalties and turnover wise. It felt like a game the Cowboys would lose, but they didn't. They won it by 1 yard.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That won't be noted in the records. It won't be like, oh, the Cowboys are 10-7, but they did win that one game. Doesn't matter. They won.
And I mean, we went back and looked at it. They're -3. In the turnover battle.
Yeah, don't be fooled by that like last second lateral palooza. For the real part of the game, they're -3. How many times does a team -3 win a game on the road?
No, very rare. And on the road, even against Pittsburgh specifically, in that play specifically. So again, I'm not on cloud 9 today because there were a lot of bad things about last night's game. Yeah, I get that. And that's for the coaches and the players to go back and work on week in and week out for the rest of the year. But at this point, you're a 3-2 football team. You could be a lot worse. I know Jerry came on Friday and was like, hey, look, just look at the person next to you. They could be doing a lot worse off than you. That doesn't always work in the world of mental health, Kevin. I've learned.
I try to do
learned, but that doesn't always work.
I struggle.
But man, they did some positive things that we haven't seen. One of them, their defense was pretty good last night. Their defensive effort to stop the run, pretty good. Justin Fields, pretty bad. And then the other thing, they ran the damn ball. And I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead on anything in the show, but Kevin, this is what I think was the biggest difference in that fourth quarter last night when Dak Prescott leads the team down the field to score. Because Rico Dowdle and Zeke were able to run effectively. I'm not saying they ran the ball well. They ran it effective enough to get the first downs necessary, put themselves in short yardage situations all the way down the field. You know why? How that helped? Because then Minkah Fitzpatrick becomes a single high safety, and that's where Dak is at his best. Once you get a safety to come down, Dak knows what he's supposed to do, and he was able to move the ball down the field. You have to, and you can see it from last night's game with Pittsburgh. You have to not be one-dimensional. If you're one-dimensional offense, then you are screwed in the NFL. They can make you that. And last night, because the Cowboys had two dimensions that worked, just look at Pittsburgh. They were they were actually zero-dimensional because their one dimension wouldn't work. They were better last night because they were able to run the football effectively. Now, is that because you put your left guard out at left tackle and said, F it, we're just running like he's a left guard?
I would argue, yes.
Then that's fine, too. But you know what? Zach Martin got a little pissed off last night, too, and then went out there and stuck somebody in the mouth. So that was something that they needed to do and needed to accomplish. And they got to build on that from the rest of the season, too.
Did you think that he was also hurt for real for a second and you're like, F it? We just can't field the team this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because after all the injuries and then Guyton goes out and then they're like, oh, Zach Martin's down. I'm like, just, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
And if you're asking if they ran the ball well because Guyton was out, I have two questions about that. Because somebody that text came in and they asked if it was Garden first, Kevin. But I love it. Like, is he the Garden of Guyton? Maybe. Maybe it's because when that happened, you were like, we need to run the ball because I don't necessarily trust that we're going to pass the ball. I don't know exactly how that went, but they did run the ball more effectively with two guards out on the left side of the ball.
From the man, there is a lot of feedback. Oh, this is hurtful from the 469. When Kevin says we, is he referring to Pittsburgh or Dallas? I'm definitely referring to Dallas. Dallas,
I'm a huge
Dallas.
Steelers fan.
No!
It is weird.
No!
It is weird when you say we, but that exists.
From the 940, always good to win, but I'm not impressed. An 8 or 9 win team beat an 8 or 9 win team.
They have not done anything impressive this year.
No.
Listen, the Cowboys have yet to play a real plus game, in my opinion.
That's fair.
Not even the game against the Browns was a real plus game, in my opinion. They've yet to play a complete game, even. And that is being good in the early part of the game and good in the last part of the game. They've yet to do that. A lot of the league is still yet to do that completely, except for the undefeated teams. And, you know, that like they're at some point, they got to be defeated at some point, right?
You'd think.
The Cowboys haven't done that yet. Here they are at 3-2. And at this point in the season, Kevin, where do we feel like the record was going to be going into this tough part? Because I think I was sitting there going around this schedule, this record too.
I was too. These are the kind of texts that I don't understand unless either A, you hate the Cowboys, or B, Cowboys fans have been annoying you since last night saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. If one of those two things is true, then I get it a little bit more. From the 469, the Cowboys will be lucky to win 4 out of their next 5. I mean, yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
And I won't be surprised if they lose all 5 games. They start to play a tough schedule. Enjoy y'all's 3-2 record now, LOL. Like, I don't understand.
That's what I'm doing today. Enjoying the
LOL.
The 3-2 record, yeah.
Like, what part in this opening segment did you hear us say they're going to go win the damn Super Bowl? That's the whole reason I'm so excited about this win, is because I do see the brutal stretch coming up. And I'm like, yo, because I don't think Pittsburgh is that good. If you can't beat Pittsburgh, who are you going to beat in the schedule coming up? Now, I realize the 49ers have their own problems, but like, you don't know about the Lions. I'll take a look at it. When people say tough schedule, I hear you. And this is a tough chunk of the schedule. But all of a sudden, the Eagles and the 49ers look significantly more vulnerable than I would have thought at the beginning of the season. That's not to say the Cowboys will win, but this is why you needed this win.
Yeah, I would say the games that I thought were going to be wins, Falcons and Commanders and maybe Eagles, were the ones that now I'm looking at and I'm like, oh, and this is a little bit different, because I feel like the Falcons are going to be a tough game. I feel like Washington's going to be a tough game. But I kind of slated the Lions and Niners and Texans as the really tough ones in this stretch here. But now I'm looking at it a little bit differently from the opposite side of it. But you got to take it 1 week at a time? Is that like the you have beaten Pittsburgh 20-17 on the road. I will never be upset about winning a game on the road. Not a, against a division opponent last week. Great. Against an opponent like Pittsburgh, even better. I'm perfectly happy sitting here today and saying to myself, they still have to be better. They still have to get better at what they're doing.
I'm really a big fan of this text from the 469 Rams fan here, so I don't really have that much room to talk. But then they go on, hey, my team's tied for the worst record in all of football, but I have thoughts. But the Cowboys are not impressive. It'll be the same result as every year for you Cowboys fans. I'm not disputing that at all. That doesn't affect my fandom in the moment. Do I have that like part in the back of my head that's like, you know how this is going to end? Of course. I think most Cowboys fans, whether you've been a Cowboys fan for 10 years or 60 years, I have probably had that same thought. But I didn't watch last night's game. And I'm curious, are people watching that game like this? I know Mike does. I'm not in this boat. When Tolbert got the pass from Dak, or when Dak recovered the football to keep the game alive, I was like, F yeah. I wasn't thinking they're going to lose in the wild card round. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not the way I process as a sports fan. If you do, more power to you. You sports fan however the hell you want. That is not how I process as a sports fan.
There is, and I'm with you, there's not a single moment in the regular season, except for the last game of the regular season, if you're eliminated from the playoffs, where you don't have next week to get better.
Yeah.
The only time in this, in the regular season, or in the entire Cal football season, that you don't have a chance to get better is in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. You don't, if you're eliminated, you're done. In the regular season, you can say, okay, we were crap at this, we can get better next week. You win, I can still get better next week. Hell, I might even have a bye week, so I get 2 weeks to go recover and reboot and do all these things. The Cowboys just had 10 days off. So they could, oh, is it 11? 10 days off. So they could recover and reboot and do that. That's the way the regular season is. You take the regular season for what it is. You have to get better from the beginning to the end of it and hope you're at your best at the end of it. That's what you're hoping for.
And I go back to this. And look, I'm telling you, I hope everybody listens throughout the show. But if you're waiting for us to, if you're waiting, I'll just speak for me. If you're waiting for me to crap all over this victory today, not going to happen. Are there plenty of things within the game that I was like, oh, we sure need to do that better? Fair. But you tell me you're going on the road to play a team that was 3-1, regardless of what you think about their 3-1 record, and you're the underdog, and you're not going to have Brandon Cooks, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, Tyler Guyton's going to get hurt, and Zach Martin is going to leave the game, and CeeDee Lamb and Dak are going to continue to have no second half chemistry, I'd be like, oh my God, we're going to get destroyed. But you didn't.
You're going to tell me that Tyrus Wheat's one of your best players on the field? Nobody would have said that.
All right.
You're going to tell me that Linval Joseph was going to bull rush somebody into the quarterback and cause a crazy thing to happen?
That might have been the most impressive play of the game.
You're going to tell me that Mozzie Smith is going to have an offensive lineman get under him on a 4th-and-1 situation? I would have believed that. All right. I would have totally believed that.
Me too.
But all the other things
that
I saw happen. Even Kevin, what's the last name of our cornerback? No, not the good ones. No, the other ones.
Diggs.
Nope.
Bland.
With an O.
I know what he's getting at.
Number 27. I know there was a moment where the ball went out of bounds and he did the no, like he did something.
Didn't care for that.
Even Jordan Lewis still hasn't done it this year. Did you notice that?
Yes,
he still has not done it.
He knows.
This. I didn't expect him to play well. The secondary played pretty damn well last night. Again, Justin Fields wasn't good, but they played pretty damn well. And man, I'll say this again and again, Jordan Lewis is the lifeblood of this defense. He's a leader on this team. I watched from the moment he and Pickens got into it at the beginning of the game all the way until the end when Pickens grabbed his face mask out of frustration. I want more people acting like and playing like Jordan Lewis on this team.
I'm with you. You keep saying that Justin Fields didn't play well. Did you not see that throw where he was throwing the ball out of bounds? He threw it so far out of bounds, it went over the bench on the sideline. I was like, because I was watching the game with Jess, and man, God bless her, because she was like, I'm going to stay up and watch this entire game.
My wife went to bed.
I loved it. But she goes, uh-oh, because that's the thing with the way they shoot in the NFL. You see a ball go up in the air and you're like, I have no idea what the rest of this field looks like.
That's why I like Prime Vision so much. Prime Vision gives you the whole thing.
Because you could watch a pass go up and you're like, well, that's going to go 15 yards out of bounds. But when Justin Fields fired it off to the sideline and you're like, oh, crap. But then you see it flew over the bench. And so it was so far out of bounds. So
yeah, no,
he wasn't great.
Somebody said with a patchwork defense, the way that they're doing, with the way that they're trying to figure out how to create some offense, they don't have the talent in running backs. They're trying to figure out what they have in talent in second receiver right now. All they really have offensively is CeeDee Lamb. I guess Kevontae Turpin shows up last night for some big moments as well. You had some moments from other players that you really needed to show they can contribute to this team last night. Build on that. Accept the win and move on.